Trump issues full pardons to two former Border Patrol agents. By Bob Price on December 22, 2020. President Donald Trump issued full pardons to two former Border Patrol agents on Tuesday. A federal prosecutor filed charges in 2007 against the two agents who were involved in the shooting of a drug smuggler. President Trump issued a full pardon Tuesday evening to former U.S. Border Patrol agents Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compan. These former Border Patrol agents have been supported by 100 members of Congress, including Representative Louis Gohmert, Representative Steve King, Representative Ted Poe, Representative Paul Gosar, Representative Brian Babin, as well as the U.S. Border Control Foundation and the Conservative Legal Defense and Education Fund, the White House said in a written statement. The White House added, "Both men served as Border Patrol agents and put themselves in harm's way to help secure our southern border with Mexico. On one such occasion in 2005, they stopped an illegal alien trafficking 700 pounds of marijuana. When the illegal alien, who was thought to be armed, resisted arrest, Mr. Ramos shot the suspect, who fled back across the border. For this, Mr. Ramos and Mr. Compan were charged and convicted of assault, using a firearm during a crime of violence, and deprivation of civil rights. After they were sentenced to 11 and 12 years imprisonment, respectively, their case gained widespread attention." In response to an inquiry from Breitbart, Texas, U.S. Representative Brian Babin said, "President Trump made right the grave wrongs committed against Ignacio Ramos and Jose Compan. As Border Patrol agents, they risked their lives to protect us and secure our southern border before they fell victim to political games. I am thankful that this president stood for justice and finally secured their full pardons." Following a hearing by the Senate Judiciary Committee and with the support of 100 members of Congress, then-President George W. Bush commuted their sentence, leading to their release after serving 2 years in federal prison. Mr. Ramos participates in numerous community activities and charities, and Mr. Compan is active in his local church, the White House added. Retired U.S. Representative Ted Poe, RTX, stood beside the two Border Patrol agents throughout their legal battles. He helped obtain the commutation from Bush and then appealed to then-President Barack Obama for a full pardon in 2009. "As a former judge and prosecutor for 30 years, I am well informed of the law and circumstances pertaining to this case," Poe said in a 2009 statement. "The severity of the charges and harshness of the punishment given to these men was completely disproportionate to the violation in question. Although they were released early from federal prison, they still have criminal records. This shouldn't be so. This case has had a demoralizing effect on the men and women who defend America at our border," Poe explained. "It sends the wrong message to criminals seeking to do our nation harm. Our border agents must not have hesitation before using their weapons in defense of our laws and borders. The results of this incident are unfortunate. Yet the unintended consequences are far-reaching and warrant your immediate intervention to restore safety and security at the border." Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.